Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Camlan podcast powered by Webcam Startup and WCSU News. This is our last podcast episode of 2020, and I know you're all probably sitting there with me like, thank God 2020 is over. We have a lot of news for this episode because if you didn't notice, our site was actually down while we were transitioning over to WCSU News. So camlanpodcast.com has been rebranded. It is now WCSU News. So obviously the podcast is not the only thing that we had on the site. We also had the webinar, and obviously we post news pretty much every day about the adult industry. So as such, we changed our name and we wanted to become more on brand with Webcam Startup, and that happened. So check out the new site. Let us know if you like it down in the comments. And here is your final bit of news for 2020. Hub traffic is temporarily closing, unfortunately, with the suspension of Visa and MasterCard payments on Pornhub and all of the stuff that was going on with that. Hub traffic had decided to temporarily close their doors, and we don't know when they'll be back, but they said that it is temporary. Section 230 potentially being overturned and social media TOS updates. So Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all of those different platforms ended up changing their terms of service recently. This is hot on the heels of Donald Trump claiming that he was going to not approve the National Defense Budget Bill thingy. It's like the NDAA. If it didn't include something within it about Section 230 being overturned. Section 230 is a law that basically protects freedom of speech on the internet. A lot of politicians do not like Section 230 due to the fact that it allows websites and individuals that post online to be very political. And due to that, websites can take political preference. They can hide certain things from their viewers as well as promote certain beliefs to their viewers, which is something that obviously politicians are not a fan of. Basically, both political parties are interested in overturning Section 230, which is a big deal, not just because it's going to limit our access to information and limit our ability to speak freely on platforms online, but it also has protections for websites, which claims that websites are not held liable for what individuals post on their platforms. That impacts the porn industry due to the fact that if we post, say, you know, nudity on our Twitter feed and a minor comes across it, you know, you could then be held, well, Twitter, if Section 230 is overturned, could then be held responsible for, you know, minor endangerment or subjecting that child to pornography. So it really puts the online platforms into hot water and forces them to take full responsibility for anything that an individual posts on their platform. So it is a very, very stressful topic to consider. It's definitely something that you should keep your eye on in the coming new year and really do your research on and contact your you know, your law officials about, and be supportive of Section 230 because internet freedoms and stuff like that is really important. So a lot of those terms of service changes can be attributed to the fact that Section 230 has been in hot discussions about being overturned, and a lot of sites are now tightening down their terms in order to protect themselves in case of, you know, something like that happening. Next in the news, Camforce having a startup bonus program to new North American models. FanCentro has added premium Twitter subscription option on there. With Twitter's new fleet feature, a lot of people are interested in subscribing to private Twitter accounts and utilizing it similarly to how Snapchat used to be used with their story feature. So, hooray! Pineapple Support is having a DBT. Oh my god, I almost burped. Ah, sorry. I'm so gross. I couldn't finish out the year without being gross. Anyway, Pineapple Support is having a DBT emotion regulation support group. It starts on January 11th. You do have to sign up for it and request to go to it. So definitely do so before January 11th of 2021. It is an 8-week online course. The sign up is super, super easy. You just have to provide them with some information about yourself and you submit the form and that's it. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, no payment required. Everything is free. Like, it's definitely worth looking into if you find DBT to be helpful in your mental health. Loyal Fans has launched their video store. Video sales will pay out 80%, and the interface supports the use of hashtags, trending videos, allows bookmarks. It's your basic video store platform, and it has a very high payout percentage, which is nice. The Stop Internet Sexual Exploitation Act has generated a negative industry response. I wrote a very in-depth article about this act and how it could negatively impact the adult industry as well as negatively impact minors. It seems to claim that it will supersede the federal laws regarding pornographic content and change the consenting age of sexual acts to being the age at which you can consent to pornographic material of yourself being published online. That isn't the only problematic piece of that act, but it is a major key point in it that should really devalue the act in total, but unfortunately it hasn't. There's information on how to contact the senators responsible for writing up that law. There's also information for how to contact your own senators and some tips and things that you can say and reasons that you may not like the bill that you could just easily copy and paste if you don't want to, you know, think and write up a whole thing yourself. But yeah, that's a very helpful piece, and I would definitely suggest checking that out. Loyal Fans has partnered with Bolin Models to offer daily payouts. Loyal Fans is its exclusive social media fan club platform, and you can now get daily payouts through Bolin Models if you are a model on Loyal Fans. The 2021 Transgender Erotica Awards nominees have been announced, and the winners will be announced at a virtual event that will be live streamed on Sunday, March 7th, 2021. Thank goodness for 2021. It feels so good to say it. Teddy, stop itching back there. My dog's itching behind me. I'm sorry if you can hear it. The 2021 Adult Webcam Award winners have been announced. The Adult Webcam Awards, which were not given out last year, are an annual digital award show that recognizes the top models and camming industry sites. Pineapple Support is having a Stress and Harmful Beliefs webinar on January 19th, 2021. It is hosting a webinar on stress and harmful beliefs, and it is free and open to all sex workers. FSC has called for a voluntary production hold in LA County. FSC is the Free Speech Coalition. They are an adult industry advocacy organization. Bleh, that's a mouthful. They've joined Film LA, which is a mainstream film industry organization, in calling for a voluntary pause for production in adult film productions in LA County. It's following a request that was made by the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health in response to the current state of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in the area. Unfortunately, although 2020 is coming to an end, the pandemic is not, so we can look forward to hopefully having more vaccines rolling out and the stress going down throughout the new year, but make sure that you're staying safe, and if you are in a location that is calling for production holds and stuff like that, that you participate, that you be safe, and that you do your best to be a positive influence and keep everybody safe in the industry. Pornhub was hit hard by a New York Times article, in case you missed it, which if you've been on Twitter, I know for a fact there's no way that you've missed it. The New York Times published a piece in their opinion section about the illegal underage content that is hosted on Pornhub. In response to the article, Pornhub's parent company MindGeek denied that illegal underage and non-consensual content is a major issue on the site, but they immediately ended downloads for videos and then ended the ability of unverified accounts to upload content. Since that article came out, Visa and MasterCard both suspended payment processing for Pornhub, and as of right now, it is still not back for verified models. But no worries, because Pornhub's official mainstream production sites have payment processing back, which is unfortunate. It seems very weird that Visa and MasterCard, Discover Card, and all of these different payment processing things would punish the verified performers that are on the platform, and especially during a pandemic, during the holidays, not see that the verified performers are not the problem on the platform. But alas, that is the reality that we are currently hit by. And if you are somebody who relied heavily on Pornhub or ModelHub, I am so sorry. And it's really tough. And we're having our fingers crossed and really hoping that they can get payments back soon. We have an X-Hamster creator program review. Similarly to the Pornhub Verified Amateur Program, X-Hamster pays performers a portion of their revenue from ads that are displayed on their videos. They give you some more hoops to jump through to get monetized, but there are a lot of great features to the program. So we have an article about MindGeek and Clips for Sale, and how we were concerned about them losing payment processing amid the Visa, MasterCard, Pornhub ordeal. Fortunately, they did not. You know, Clips for Sale is up and running. They're doing great. But we did publish some information regarding MindGeek potentially owning Clips for Sale. And in a live webinar with Neil, he ended up talking about it and being quizzed on it, and eventually did end up confirming that MindGeek does at least partially own part of Clips for Sale. So that is some interesting stuff to note. And upon that confirmation, it's no longer really a controversial piece to check out, but it is a good thing to look at and maybe potentially prepare yourself to look at your other sites that you're on and kind of get familiar with the things sites have to have on them to identify them as part of certain companies and stuff like that, and familiarize yourself with ways to identify what sites are owned by who and stuff like that. Start your own fan club with Scryl Connect. Scryl Connect was created by the same people who created ModelNet. It is a way for users to create their own adult fan club marketplace with subscriptions and paid memberships. We have all of the information on Webcam Startup about Scryl Connect. We have a list of adult-friendly Snapchat alternatives. Since Snapchat is not adult-friendly, we've been known that. Like, come on, guys, we know that. But we have a list for you of some potential alternatives that you can use in place of Snapchat. That really highlight whether you're looking for like disappearing posts, or if you want something that allows you to message with your customers, stuff like that. So just check that out if you're looking for a Snapchat alternative. We have a fantastic submission from Katie about doing fur fetish and leather fetish porn clips. She looks at both the fetishes from a non-femdom angle, and they are popular with dom performers, but Katie also find success in doing it in a non-domination setting. So we have all of the information on that in a video on our YouTube channel. You can find the link here in the description. And then back again with another banger, Katie has also put up a video about doing fabric fetish porn clips. So it's the basics about models that are interested in creating fabric fetish content, whether it's satin, sweater, swimsuit, spandex, velvet, you know, there's all sorts of different fabrics and there's a lot of interest in them. So definitely check out that video by Katie Churchill. That will also be down in the description as well. WCSU webinar episode 8 went live on December 15th. We talked about Pornhub, Visa, MasterCard, financial planning, and budgeting, and the 2020 year in review. We talked about sites we like, sites we don't like, sites we're on the lookout for in 2021. So it's definitely worth checking out if you have not yet. We also get a little more in-depth about our opinions on the Pornhub, Visa, and MasterCard situation. So if you want to hear from a roundtable of performers in the industry about how that could potentially impact the industry and our opinions on it, that's definitely worth checking out. We have an article about how to submit PR as an indie model. It also has a list of places that you can submit your PR as an indie model. It goes over the different things you can include in your PRs and things that you can add on to your PRs to make it a little easier for yourself, like media kits and copy and paste, including like generic information about yourself. So that's worth checking out if you want to get more press release coverage, especially with the new year starting. A lot of people are looking for new ways to market themselves, so submitting PR can be a great way to do that. X Reels has launched. It is a TikTok clone for adult videos created by Aident.io. They are the ones who have brought you X Fans, X Cams, X Streamer, X everything. Are you sensing a trend here? There's a lot of X's in front of everything. But basically, it is a buy it and go software. You can modify it as needed. You can make it branded to whatever you really need, but it gives you all of the stuff you need to start a web native application type program. Or if you're going for something not adult oriented, you can also get their Google App Store version. But basically, you just buy the software and then you can edit it how you need it, brand it to yourself, and then you basically have your own version of TikTok. Pretty cool, right? And then last but not least, we have our editor's choice. That's me. I'm the editor for our best vlogs of 2020. And since we will be ringing in the new year tonight, I think this is a good piece to go a little in depth with. So I just wanted to talk about our best vlogs of 2020 here at Webcam Startup. So our fan favorite of the year was The Beginner's Guide to OnlyFans, Tips and Tricks for Success, written by yours truly. It got 70,000 unique views this year. Hooray, insert the cheers. I wish Greg was here to play the cheering. It was published in March at the beginning of the COVID pandemic. And I mean, OnlyFans took off this year. Anyone who's been online knows OnlyFans has become a mainstream presence. It has been name dropped by celebrities. Many popular online creators have started on OnlyFans. So it's no surprise that that guide was our fan favorite of the year and it got a lot of views. So thank you so much to everybody who gave that a read. COVID collaborations, keeping your distance while keeping your income, was a fantastic piece submitted by Alec Hardy. And it was truly important to read that and kind of get yourself in a more positive mindset and realize like you can still do collabs even if you can't do in-person collabs. It had tons of ideas for ways to collaborate with performers, and it's definitely things that you can still look over now because we aren't out of the pandemic yet. How to Make Your First $100 on Pornhub by Katie Churchill. Luckily, amid all this Visa and MasterCard drama, AdRev is still being paid. So if you are someone who wants to make money on Pornhub, this article can still help you because this is talking about the ad revenue program over on Pornhub. So Katie gives great tips on how to actually make money on Pornhub, which is something that a lot of creators struggle with because of the ad revenue view share-based system. California AB 2257 allows performance artists to remain independent contractors without AB 5 interference. So I'm sure we all remember when California's Assembly Bill 5 caused so many cam performers to lose their jobs at cams.com and StreamAid. It was really unfortunate. The communication by the sites was severely lacking. And when AB 2257 was passed through, a lot of performers were actually able to return to their favorite cam sites and begin streaming there again, not through a studio, which was amazing news and a day that we definitely needed to have. It was a great thing to come out, and we are so happy that California models are now able to stream on any sites that they want to again. 10 reasons you aren't making money as a cam model or porn star. This was an amazing submission by Asia Drake. I get so excited. Like, I love all of the stuff that she submits, but this one was really great. It was a reality check for myself as well as anybody who reads it. It talks about some potential reasons that you could be basically shooting yourself in the foot. So definitely give it a read and see if you can put any of those tips into your workflow and improve your money coming in. And last but certainly not least, this is personally, it has to be like the best article that we have in 2020, is our article on racism and racial fetishization in the indie adult industry. We interviewed Lyra, Daisy, and Crystal, and we talked about things like how race impacts their experience in the industry, race play, reverse racism, lack of representation for varieties of races in the industry, and a lot of other stuff. It is a written interview, so it's definitely something worth giving a read, checking out, and seeing like just what it's like from their point of view and get a little more insight into racism and its presence within the adult industry. So that was our list of 2020 favorites. There's obviously more to come in 2021. We're not going anywhere. So that is all for your last episode of Camland Podcast of 2020. Thank you for spending the year here with us. We will be here with you next year. If you have any ideas for articles you'd like to see in the new year, please feel free to drop them in the comments or contact us. We appreciate you guys so much, and we are wishing you a happy, healthy new year. Mwah.